Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so this is part three of the conversation with Kalia about identity and data portability and all that fun stuff.
So, collaborating with data portability. Yeah, I mean, I've showed up on their list, shared a lot of the things that are happening in our community, and this in September, I helped facilitate the first data sharing summit.
Yeah.
And we're doing it again. We're actually going to put on two events. We're going to do a workshop April 18th and 19th, which is a Friday and Saturday. The identity community has its regular event, the Internet Identity Workshop. It's actually going to be our sixth one. That's going to be in May from the 12th to the 14th. And then on the 15th, we're going to do the second data sharing summit.
Oh, cool. So are these free events, or do they cost money, or
They do cost money. They cost minimal amounts of money. This is certainly no Web 2.0. We charge a fee so people take it seriously, and we know how much food to buy people.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for independents, for the data sharing workshop, it's like $50 a day. For folks at big companies, I think it's like 70 or 80. And the Internet Identity Workshop is $175 for independents and $300 for corporate folks. And the Data Sharing Summit, I believe, is $75 for independents and I think about $100 for corporate folks.
And who do you want at these events?
You know, I think, you know, for the first data sharing, the workshop, I see really bringing together people who are kind of on the ground in social networking sites, super active users who have, you know, like you, who have demands and are like, I want these problems solved, and really diving into the problem.
But I just write about those on my blog.
I know. But there's people who are like really engaged and want to see this solved, and it's not going to be solved in one event. I mean, we use open space, and every open space event, the conversation moves forward. It's like spending 6 months on a mailing list, right?
No, I'd certainly love to get involved in prototyping or thinking about, like, what do the user interface need to look like so that we end users have enough control over their identities or their social networks. I mean, certainly when I got kicked off Facebook and you read all the comments, you really see that people have vastly divergent ideas of what data portability should do. You know,
right.
Some people are like me, and I'm like, sure, no, you know. And other people are like, how with you? I don't even want you to use my email address. And they shared it with me. And I was like, what? You know, why would you share your email address with me if you don't want me to put it in the Outlook and send you an email?
The Internet Identity Workshop is about this whole, you know, different technology projects and the interoperability events that are going on. There's a major one actually happening next week. And we actually had a group that formed out of that called Newbies for Newbies. So anybody who's like wandering around looking at all this stuff online and is like, I think this is interesting, but it's confusing, help.
Yeah.
That group started up and has calls every 2 weeks and building up resources for folks. And then I see the Data Sharing Summit is really a culmination of saying, like, hey, if you're interested in data portability and you're in the valley and you want to figure it out, come, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's there is no agenda except by the people who said it. So, you know, it's really an open call to get engaged and dive into the problems, because as you articulated on your blog and other people have, it's kind of a knotty set of interlocking, complex issues, but...
Well, there's a lot of... you can see it, each company, you know, has its own issues. I mean, Facebook looks at the world differently than Twitter does, for instance, and how do you get those two to build APIs that each one can use? It's really tough. I think that's what I'm sort of asking for is, what's Bootstrap? What's the first thing that's going to happen that gets a few users going, you know, or a few, not just even users, but developers going, so that they have something to test against and have some movement. Mm-hmm. Because I know from, you know, 20 years of watching this stuff, it's the bootstrapping that's the hardest. Once the movement gets going and you know, you get like OpenID, for instance, right now. OpenID is moving, right? It's Yahoo's adopted it, and there's, you know, thousands of sites that use it, and so it's moving. It doesn't need that much energy on the movement part. But data portability is still stuck, you know, or it feels stuck at least. And that's why I'm doing this call, to find out, is it really stuck, and is it, you know, is there hope?
I think there's hope. If you had this call, you know, 2 months before the first Internet Identity Workshop or the first meeting of what is now, you know, OpenID,
yeah,
you would have said it stuck, right? And I didn't know the answer. I, you know, me and Phil Winley and Doc Searles knew, in bringing together all the folks who cared about this and getting them to sit down and share with each other their visions, that they would find commonality and figure out how to work together. And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
So, you know,
kudos to all of you for doing that. That was, you know, that's what it takes, is a lot of, you know, community work, and you're the best at it. I've seen you work the room, and you get people who are like big egos to sit down with each other and, you know, calm down, you know, and have a discussion.
And I think, you know, it takes a while, right? So that was 2 years ago, was the first Internet Identity Workshop in the fall of 2005, when we're doing our sixth one. But we have, you know, big players all at the table making stuff work together. And I think out of that, you know, having the data sharing workshop and summit be linked and connected to the identity community's work, that the answer is in that mixing up, because certainly, you know, having a new next generation of interested people, a new set of urgent, you know, use cases come forward and say, look, how do we solve this? No, let's have that conversation in the community and in a format where nobody's setting the agenda except the people who are trying to get it to work.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun to catch up and see what's happening. I'm going to rush a little bit so I don't get cut off by Blog Talk Radio again. Now I'm going to call Blog Talk Radio and go, hey, we need more than 10 or 12 minutes
to
have a decent conversation. But this is fun. And so, where can we can find you at identitywoman.net. I'm sorry, not .com.
Yeah, and the other two URLs are datasharingsummit.com, and the Internet Identity Workshop is iiw.idcommons.net. And we didn't even get into Identity Commons, but that's like It's really been the loose community of groups all working on solving these problems.
Okay.
And there is no steering committee that's controlling it. There's a commitment to a common set of principles and a common purpose, which is to build an identity layer that works for people and healthy communities.
Yep.
The main thing is just that we share information to make it happen.
Yeah. You mentioned Microsoft as being pretty good community citizen here. Is there some companies that are doing a good job and some that are doing that you would like to see step up to the plate and do a little bit better? Or?
Well, we've had Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, AOL, all very active and show up at the table. We've seen much less of large social networking sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and MySpace. So I'd like to see those, you know, larger social networking players more involved.
Yeah. Why do you think that is, that those players don't see that this is important or don't want to get involved? Do you think is there a business thing, or, you know, they keep saying it's spam, but I don't believe that, because, like, Facebook and Microsoft are hooking up on data portability sharing, so it's clear that there's a business issue there that they're not really articulating very well.
I mean, I would say that, you know, Microsoft Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, et cetera, they're all set up to interact with